Wallabies legend, Matty Burke. Great to have you on the show. As always, Burkey, the Crusaders winless after falling to the Blues 26-6. What is going on with those current champs?
Yeah, morning, Ben. Morning, boys. It's interesting, isn't it? I scratch my head. There's reasonable play that these guys are doing, but they're just getting sort of out-muscled. They're getting out-performed. They're getting out-enthused. It's certainly... Rishi Mwanga leaving after the World Cup and going up to Japan has hurt them. But, I don't think they've changed their style of play. They just don't seem to be clicking at the moment. And at the moment, it looks like it's a lay-down misere for everyone to get the win over the Crusaders. It is absolutely astonishing, looking at this team who are 14-time champions and the rest of it. They just can't get it together.
What about the Hurricanes, buddy? The complete opposite side of the spectrum, and they beat the Rebels as well. So what's that, 5 from 5?
Flying, pup. Absolutely flying. I watched the highlights again of that last night. And, look, Melbourne didn't really fire any shots. They did get a couple at the back end there. But, you talk about, what you need in a team. And it's big, strong, it's fast. They've got some guys in the backs who are just, zippy and pulling triggers, that kind of stuff. They were super impressive. Obviously they're playing at home, and Melbourne were sort of disorganised. They were a bit of a rabble at the moment, and you can probably understand why. I think Dalgunu said, "I'm not going to play the other day because what's my future hold for me?" So there's obviously unrest in amongst that team at the moment. But Hurricanes were just flying. They sit on top of the ladder for a reason, and the form shows too. White, unbelievable.
Now, Burkey, on Saturday, I was flicking around and I didn't know the Waratahs were playing, but I got the back end of the game. So I got the last 20 minutes in regular time and then extra time. From your perspective, against Fiji, and I know the conditions weren't great for us to travel over there, but, geez, that's a loss we shouldn't be having, isn't it?
It's, there's more teams are going to lose over there than going to win over there, Loz. That's a tough joint to play. Mm. Look, and sport, we say you don't deserve to win. You got to earn that win. And they just need a bit of luck at the moment. The Tars, I mean, mind you, going into halftime break at 26-7 or 26-10, I think it was. They at parts in that game, they're their own worst enemy. Dropping ball, losing possession. It was difficult over there. But I suppose, again, we talk about a grind. We talk about their ability to come back from that. Again, previously, I think in previous years, I should say that, that scoreline would have blown out. So a bit of luck to have the chance to go there. They took the field goal option. Didn't work for them. Perhaps they could have held on the ball and scammed a penalty and get that goal in extra time, but it's a long way to go to lose in extra time.
Are they improving in your mind?
Yeah, they are. Loz, they are. Yeah. I mean, as I said, you need a bit of luck sometimes. You don't deserve to win games. It's not a given. But they are. They've got some grind about them at the moment. The grind hopefully turns into a W very soon for them, but frustrating at the same time. Sit on the edge of your seat stuff, but you've got to turn those, as you said, you've got to turn those into victories, Loz, when you're in that position.
We'll quickly touch on the upcoming weekend as well. So the Hurricanes are 5 from 5 now. They beat the Rebels 54-28, and the Rebels now are up against the Tars. That'll be at Allianz. Both teams in a bit of a slump. How do you see it playing out?
Yeah, Friday night, doubleheader. I'm hoping, from a Waratahs point of view, they get up, they get a reasonable crowd at the stadium on Friday night, a good Friday clash, and they can actually justify, I suppose, all the training and all the work that they've been doing by getting a win. So, look, it will be tough, absolutely. When you're looking at these two teams, both desperate to get wins and climb up the ladder. So, expect them to be on and up and pumped and ready to go. So it's a tough one. But I mean, this far out, boys, have they got odds on the game? Because it's going to be it'll be tight anyhow. That's for sure. Both teams, looking for that win.
I'll go through prices as soon as we have them, mate. The Brumbies 3 on the trot. They're looking to make it four against the Reds. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Will they get it?
Loz's boys. Reds were out in twos the other day by the Western Force. So, I think they thought they were going to turn up and just get the win and say thanks for coming, fly over to Perth. But Western Force were pretty good. They stole the ball. A guy called Carlo Pizzano was outstanding at number seven. He sort of outshone sort of that back row that Queensland have at the moment of Harry Wilson and McWright and crew, and they got the job done. So, but the Brumbies are just they're another gear. You know, Loz, your boys from Canberra. We spoke about the other day about good teams winning on the grind, so to speak, and they were able to do that. And last week was just a display. It was, forward power. It was backline, sort of, silked in, so to speak. There was some good kicking game there. I talk about the tens that are going around the place at the moment, and Noah Lolasio is one of those guys again who's lifted his game. I think that small stint in France has helped him out.
All right, Berkey. Enjoy the week. Great to have you on. And
good on you, boys.
I'll be following your selections in. Don't worry about that.
Good to hear your dulcet tones again, pup. Well done, mate.
Thank you, buddy.